That's the school bell, and it's the school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. So go get your Bibles and make sure you join us in class. We'll be beginning in just a moment reading the last book in the Old Testament. This is the book of Malachi, and we'll read it with very little comment, but just enough to steer us through. So get your Bibles and open it to the book of Malachi, and we'll begin this class in just a moment. Now, while you are getting ready, let me remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And in this school, we are studying Sunday school lessons that were written many years ago by a preacher that was known as E.A. Elam. And the particular lesson we're looking at today was written for September 17th, 1922. This is lesson 107 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. I want to read a little introduction, and then we'll follow this introduction right into the text of the book of Malachi. And this introduction comes from Smith's Bible Dictionary. The book of Malachi is the next one in point of time to Nehemiah. Malachi's whole prophecy naturally divides itself into three sections, in the first of which Jehovah is represented as the loving father and ruler of his people, Malachi chapter 1 through chapter 2 and verse 9. In the second, he is the supreme God and father of all, Malachi chapter 2, 10 through 16. And in the third, he is their righteous and final judge, Malachi chapter 2, verses 17 to the end. These may again be subdivided into smaller sections, each of which follows a certain order. First, a short sentence. Then, the skeptical questions which might be raised by the people. And finally, their full and triumphant refutation. God said to the people, "I have loved you." And their skeptical question was, "Wherein hast thou loved us?" And I want to read the book of Malachi with that in mind, and I'll point this out, but notice how these people sound. The prophet will speak the word of God, and then they question that. And to me, they sound like bratty children the way they do that. Listen, here's how the book of Malachi begins in Malachi chapter 1. "The burden of the word of Jehovah to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, saith Jehovah, yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us?" Doesn't that just sound like bratty children? Now here's the answer. "Was not Esau Jacob's brother, saith Jehovah? Yet I loved Jacob, but Esau I hated, and made his mountains a desolation, and gave his heritage to the jackals of the wilderness. Whereas Edom saith, we are beaten down, but we will return and build the waste places. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, they shall build, but I will throw down, and men shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom Jehovah hath indignation forever. And your eyes shall see, and ye shall say, Jehovah be magnified beyond the border of Israel. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I am a father, wherein is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my fear, saith Jehovah of hosts unto you, O priest that despise my name? And ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? Ye offer polluted bread upon mine altar. And ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? In that ye say, the table of Jehovah is contemptible. And when ye offer the blind for sacrifice, is it no evil? And when ye offer the lame and sick, is it no evil? Present it now unto the governor. Will he be pleased with thee? Or will he accept thy person, saith Jehovah of hosts? And now I pray you, entreat the favor of God that he may be gracious unto us. This hath been by your means. Will he accept it of your person, saith Jehovah of hosts? Oh, that there were among you that would shut the doors, that ye might not kindle fire on my altar in vain. I have no pleasure in you, saith Jehovah of hosts, neither will I accept an offering at your hand. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles, and in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering for my name shall be great among the Gentiles, saith Jehovah of hosts. But ye profane it, in that ye say, the table of Jehovah is polluted, and the fruit thereof, even its food, is contemptible. Ye say also, behold, what a weariness it is. And ye have snuffed at it, saith Jehovah of hosts, and ye have brought that which was taken by violence, and the lame, and the sick. Thus ye bring the offering. Should I accept this at your hand, saith Jehovah? But cursed be the deceiver who hath in his flock a male, and voweth and sacrificeth unto the Lord a blemished thing. For I am a great king, saith Jehovah of hosts, and my name is terrible among the Gentiles. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart, to give glory unto my name, saith Jehovah of hosts, then will I send the curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will rebuke your seed, and will spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your feast, and ye have taken away with it. And ye shall know that I have sent this commandment unto you, and that my covenant may be with Levi, saith Jehovah of hosts. My covenant was with him of the life and peace, and I gave it to him that he might fear. And he feared me, and stood in awe of my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and uprightness was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and turned many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth. For he is the messenger and Jehovah of hosts. But ye are turned aside out of the way. Ye have caused many to stumble in the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith Jehovah of hosts. Therefore, I also have made you contemptible and base before all the people, according as ye have not kept my ways, but have respect of persons unto the law. Now here is God, is the supreme God and Father. Malachi chapter 2 and verse 10. Have we not all one Father? Hath not God created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother, profaning the covenant of our fathers? Judah hath dealt treacherously, and is an abomination committed in Israel and Jerusalem, for Judah hath profaned the holiness of Jehovah which he loveth, and hath married the daughter of a foreign god. Jehovah will cut off to the man that doeth this, him that walketh in him and answereth out of the tents of Jacob, and him that offereth an offering unto Jehovah the host. And this again ye do. Ye cover the altar of Jehovah with tears, and with weeping, and with sighing, inasmuch that he regardeth not the offering any more, neither receiveth it with good will at your hand. Yet ye say, wherefore? Because Jehovah hath been witness between thee and the wife of thy youth, against whom thou hast dealt treacherously, for she is thy companion, and the wife of thy covenant. And did he not make one? although he had the residue of spirit, and wherefore one, he sought a godly seed. Therefore take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously against the wife of his youth. For I hate putting away, saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, and him that covereth his garment with violence, saith Jehovah of hosts. Therefore take heed to your spirit, that ye deal not treacherously. And then we have God in the book of Malachi as the righteous and final judge, beginning in Malachi chapter 2 and verse 17. Ye have wearied Jehovah with your words, yet ye say, wherein have we wearied him? In that ye say, every one that doeth evil is good in the sight of Jehovah, and he that delighteth in them, or where is the God of justice? Behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant whom ye desire. Behold, he cometh, saith Jehovah of hosts. But who can abide in the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he will purify the sons of Levi, and refine them as gold and silver. And they shall offer unto Jehovah offerings in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasing unto Jehovah, as in the days of old, as in the ancient years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against the false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the sojourner from his right, and fear not me, saith Jehovah of hosts. For I, Jehovah, change not. Therefore, O ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed. For the days of your fathers ye have turned aside from my ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return to you, saith Jehovah of hosts. But ye say, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings ye are cursed with the curse. For ye rob me, even this whole nation. Bring ye the whole eat tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith Jehovah of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven, and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast its fruit before the time in the fields, saith Jehovah of hosts. And all nations shall call you happy, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith Jehovah of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith Jehovah, yet you say, wherein have we spoken against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God, and what profit is it that we have kept his charge, and that we have walked mournfully before Jehovah of hosts? And now we call the proud happy, yea, that work their wickedness are built up, yea, they tempt God and escape. Then they feared Jehovah. They spake to one another, and Jehovah hearkened and heard, and a book of remembrance was written before them, for them that feared Jehovah, and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith Jehovah of hosts, even my own possession, in the day that I make, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son, and serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Now that brings us to the end of Malachi chapter 3. And we've got 6 more verses in chapter 4, but I'm not going to have time to read them on this program. So you tune in for the next program. We'll do a quick review. I'll read the last of this chapter, of this book of Malachi, which will complete the Old Testament. And then we'll get into the message that Elam wrote about the message of Malachi.